Welcome to The Skeptic's Guide to Investing with Steve Davenport and Clem Miller. Every 2 weeks, Steve and Clem bring you brief investment insights you may not find anywhere else. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Here are Steve and Clem.
Welcome, everyone, to Skeptic's Guide to Investing. I'm Clem Miller, and today we're going to talk about hedging stock on overall market exposure. Steve Davenport and I will dig into the reasons for considering hedges when there can be risks on the horizon and selling is not practical. Steve?
There's a lot to think about in today's market. Ongoing Ukraine conflict, expanding Middle East conflict, potential blockade in Taiwan, recession talks.
Steve, don't we always have areas of conflict around the world?
Not really, Clem. I think that your top 10 risks mention this, and they all seem to have just a little bit more likelihood now. The best time to buy an umbrella is before it starts raining. These are ideas which are not for everyone. When you're retired and most of your assets are in your IRA or 401k or other non-taxable account, selling can be easy to lower your risk. What I'm discussing is for someone with taxable assets that may be close to retirement. These individuals may have large gains and they want to continue growing the assets. Another example might be people with a large NVIDIA position.
Well, okay, Steve. So how do we hedge some of these assets?
Here are the basics. These are my thoughts and not advice, just education. You use something called a put option and a call option. A put option is the ability to gives you the ability to sell a stock at a certain price for a certain time. A call option gives you the ability to buy or call the shares for a particular time and at a price. With the market at about 500 on the SPY or 5,000 on the S&P index, think about a 6 to 9 month period. You may want to include the election. 10 to 15% down at 425 to 450. These are parameters that you can change.
So, Steve, these are short-term periods. Are we really skipping the long-term part of investing?
Most individuals don't need options, but it is wise to understand they're available. Here are some numbers to think about. Market multiples at 23 to 24 times versus an average of 18. Higher rates for longer will make banks and commercial real estate suffer. Upticks in car and credit delinquencies. Inverted yield curve is still in place, and the U.S. military is stretched with multiple areas of conflict. Do you ever think about hedges, Clem?
Okay, so I like buying high-quality names, and I like to hold them for a long time. To me, you know, I think over the long run, the market works out. So, no, I don't really think about options, but, you know, certainly there are a lot of people out there who could benefit from them.
Yeah, I would agree with you and say that these are not for the typical investors. How do you think about individuals? How do you think individuals should think about hedging? 21% is on the lower side of historic numbers. The S&P September 425 options in the SPY are at about 0.85%. And the 450, which are closer, 10% down, are about 1.3%.
So, Steve, let me ask you about those numbers. Can you tell me what those numbers refer to when you talk about September 425 at 0.85% and so on? Our average investor may not be aware, you know, may not be familiar with those numbers.
So when you think about the strike price, that's the price that you can sell if you own the SPY or another index fund. You would buy the option, the put option at 425. And by buying that put option, you gain the ability to sell until from now until September. So if there is a decline, the price of that option will go up. You're paying about, if you have $1 million, you're paying about 0.85, which is about $8,500. And if you want to get closer at 450, which is 10% down, we're up over 20% year to date on a lot of things in the market. So I think that, you know, it's not a bad thing to consider.
Okay. So, you know, obviously these are complex kinds of financial instruments. And of course, there's many different ways to accumulate concentrated positions. You know, for example, you know, those who accumulate, you know, individual stocks through their work or inherent, you know, hot stocks over time. Here's how I look at larger names or exposures in my portfolio. You know, I do have some concentrated positions, but, you know, a few concentrated positions. But overall, in my portfolio, I hold about 50 stocks. So I would say that, you know, I really am fairly diversified.
Sure. I know this is a first world problem to have too much stock. I think everyone should talk to a tax or investment advisor about what is too much. My point is there can be times to step back and reevaluate. Considering an idea and how you feel about a 20% decline is healthy, just like a little skepticism.
Steve, I'm shocked that you're bringing up skepticism again. Should we just carry on and not talk about 20% to 30% declines? Silence is golden.
I'm not sure silence is the answer, Clem. Whether we talk about declines, recessions, personal finance, or human rights.
Well, you know, I think that is, you know, I think, you know, those situations, all of those things that you mentioned need to be considered. But I think we need to be careful about our money. And I know that, you know, you're thinking about options as a way to be careful. And I'm thinking more about, you know, sort of the long run and not missing out on upside.
Sure. There's inflation, there's long run, there's a lot of things to think about. And I'm not saying this is ever going to be the answer all the time. But I think that if you have trouble sleeping at night, if you're not sure about your investments, if you feel like you have to be in something because you need to make up for lost time in the market because you started late, there could be reasons that you'd want to do something. So I believe that nobody cares about your assets as much as you do. So you need to know what your options are. Ha ha.
So, I mean, really what we're talking about here is the difference between asset preservation and asset accumulation. And those who are interested in asset preservation probably can benefit a lot from options. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that we're in a period where there's a higher feeling of risk. Some people can look past that feeling and put it in its place. Other people have trouble with that. And my point is, markets are not the same for everyone, their experience level, their family situation, and their own economics. So I think it's really a question about behavior. And I welcome the discussion because I think behavioral is really an area that we start to talk about as well as fundamentals and quantitative reasons. There's a quote, "A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you do. Risk is not beating of a benchmark or losing purchasing power. Risk of losing income or of losing the value of the asset." Everyone defines their risk differently.
So, Steve, you know, my investing, my experience with investing is really one of trying to accumulate assets. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job with my personal investment portfolio. I'm pretty happy with what I've been able to do. But I think I'm in a different position than a lot of people because I follow individual stocks very closely and I follow markets very closely. And I know a large part of our audience doesn't do that. And so maybe they'll benefit from having options.
Yes, Clem, hedging's not for everyone. Here's a summary of what I think you should kind of think of, how to put it in perspective. Understand your needs for the next 6 to 12 months. Do you have a large purchase of something that you're going to need cash for? Therefore, you need to immunize that cash and make it, put it on hand by selling. Consider your wants for the same period. If you want to change and sell your house and buy a new house, or you want a beach house, or you want, you know, a new car, and you've got money aside, maybe you want to put it in a safer vehicle instead of in equities of the market. Are you nervous or not sleeping well? This can really become a regular event where you start to hear the news, which is overwhelmingly negative, and it can make your life a little bit more difficult. There are ways to get around that, and this is one of them. Diversify in no or low tax risky assets first. So if you've got a taxable account that's got a lot of risk in it, take a little bit off, diversify. And then I think it's learning about hedging that's important, not the fact that you do hedge. I think it's another tool. And, you know, do you have anything else to add, Clem?
Well, I would just add that I think you'll keep learning a lot if you listen to Steve's and my podcasts. And I think that'll add to your financial knowledge over time, and you'll be more educated as to these different options, so to speak. It'll help you with your ability to make money or to preserve money.
Sounds Steve? Good. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
The views shared on this podcast represent the personal investment views of the hosts. They are for educational purposes and not meant to be taken as investment advice. Listeners should consult their own investment, legal, and tax advisors. Past performance of any investments is not a guarantee for future return.